You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. In the global fight against HIV/AIDS, there's some very good news. According to a new report from the United Nations, the number of new HIV infections are down by nearly one-third over the last decade. Among children, new infections are down 52%, and the number of AIDS-related deaths are also down. So what are the factors that are driving the progress, and what barriers exist that still need to be overcome? Joining us with more on this story is Katrina Ortblau. She's the researcher at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
So this new UN report points to people getting antiviral drugs as one of the factors driving down HIV infections. How do these antiviral drugs help stop the spread of AIDS?
Yeah, so antiretroviral drugs reduce viral load, HIV viral load, and with a lower HIV viral load, you're less likely to transmit the infection.
And there's this stat about children. Among children, new infections are down 52%. That's huge. Why is that happening?
One of the major improvements in HIV prevention over the last decade has been improvements in maternal-to-child transmission. So that's been a huge reduction in HIV deaths in children.
And what's been the strategy there?
Get a pregnant woman on antiretroviral treatment while they're pregnant so that they won't reduce HIV to their child, as well as counseling.
And another part of this new report says that AIDS-related deaths are down. What's going on there in terms of helping people live longer with AIDS, not just here in the U.S., but globally?
Yeah, so getting people on antiretroviral treatment has really helped in reducing HIV deaths because people are living longer with decreased viral loads. Then also just a number of prevention strategies. There's been increases in HIV education, distribution of condoms, maternal-to-child transmission programs.
I want to ask just how the U.S. compares to other parts of the world that are also making progress, in terms of all these statistics.
Yeah, so U.S. has seen major decreases in their HIV mortality. However, they don't have as large of an HIV epidemic as other countries, such as countries in sub-Saharan Africa or Southeast Asia.
And why are we seeing changes in sub-Saharan Africa in particular? Is there anything specific to the efforts there, that are making this happen?
There's been a huge push of donor funding to countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and that's helped really increase the number of people that are on antiretroviral treatment. And that's been very influential in decreasing the numbers of HIV mortality in those countries.
And as I understand it, there hasn't been as much progress everywhere. What are some parts of the world where that's just not happening?
Yeah, so there's still around 98 countries where the HIV mortality is still increasing. However, a lot of these are smaller countries that haven't historically had large HIV AIDS burdens. So I think, there should continue to be a strong emphasis on HIV prevention moving forward.
How much is this as a result of foreign aid, essentially, that's driving this in, say, sub-Saharan Africa?
So foreign aid is very influential in a number of these countries. However, there's also been major increases in domestic spending on HIV programs and ART treatment in particular.
And I was reading that there's been a lot of progress made in reducing the number of infections since 2008. Why is that?
Again, I think it's the emphasis on prevention programs. So distributing condoms, education on how HIV is transmitted, changes in risky sexual behaviors, circumcision programs, maternal-to-child transmission programs, increase in antiretroviral treatment, because antiretroviral treatment doesn't just keep people alive longer. It also is a prevention mechanism, because if your viral load's down, you're less likely to transmit HIV.
Finally, I want to just ask you to give us the big picture about what you see happening kind of moving forward. How much hope should this give people about HIV and AIDS?
So yeah, there's been tremendous progress in decreasing HIV mortality. However, HIV still remains one of the leading causes of death globally. If you look at HIV in the context of 290 causes of death, HIV is the fifth leading cause of health loss. It remains the leading cause of health loss in 21 different countries around the globe and sort of four different continents. So it's still a major problem, even though we've continued to see major improvements over the years.
All right. Katrina Ortblad, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
She's a researcher at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. Once again, according to a new report from the United Nations, the number of new HIV infections are down by nearly one-third over the last decade. For The Record on KUOW, I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.